Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
I hope your radio was real loud when I did that. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast on Friday at 9 a.m. Well, 9:05, but hey, we're here. How are you, lovelies? You're also special. Remember, you are need to get us to listen to us live at cliffcentral.com, www.cliffcentral.com to listen to us live, and tweet us at cliffcentral.com.
At Gas Comedy.
Farhan.
At Gas Comedy.
Gas Comedy.
At Gas Comedy.
At Gas Comedy on Twitter. That's for the listing Twitter handle. And you can also go to what website?
Gascomedy.co.za.
To see all the stand-up
You're
comedy
all over the place
need.
This morning.
And finally, you.
Can email us at info@gascomedy to tell us that you want to be a part of this thing. And then we'll tell you about
we'll
our gigs
it.
And things will be awesome.
It's info@gascomedy.co.za.
Dot oh shit, I left it out. Yeah, we are all over the place. Yo, shit, sorry.
What are you just,
they
just gonna people type that in the
yeah,
email?
Yeah, just
you know we've been saying that for the last few shows.
No, we have like actually.
And a pigeon will pick it up.
info@gascomedy.co.za to get onto our mailing list and yeah, things will be amazing from there. And on
and
Facebook.
Facebook.com/gascomedy.
Get it done.
Okay, so if you want to tweet us live so that we can see your tweet, tweet at cliffcentral.com. @cliffcentral.com. Oh, I've been practicing my radio voice. Check your shit out. Facebook. No, that's not it. Also, WeChat ID is Cliff Central. Cliff Central. That's a capital C and a capital C. Cliff Central. So, yeah, welcome to the Gas Comedy Podcast. It is happening every Friday at 9 a.m. after that other. What's that other guy's name?
Him.
Gareth Cliff.
Yeah,
no, that's it. After Gareth. Am I pronouncing that right? Am I pronouncing it correct? After Gareth
Cliff.
After his show, it's the Gas Comedy Podcast, yeah, where we talk about stand-up comedy here and there, but mostly here.
Tweet, speak, live, do everything.
Today on the show, we are going to have Comeducation.
Yeah, that's a nice word.
Dusty.
That is
came up with that copyright.
Took me 2 weeks to make that name. Comeducation. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about where you can go watch comedy, venues, how to watch comedy as an etiquette, and how to follow and support your favorite comedian, as in me. Then we'll talk about the industrious bastards. That's I want to talk about comedy jobs and how to make money as a stand-up comedian. And that's peripheral stuff and all the side stuff. And then we're going to do a surprise comedian phone call. I want to look through my phone because I have every comedian in the country's number on my phone.
Even foreign acts.
He has Trevor Noah's number on his phone.
And
you know.
Well,
you
we
know.
Not, don't and say that, Donut, because everyone's like, all right, going to surprise call.
Now
Trevor
someone's going to steal his phone after the show. Can you see what you do?
So we're going to surprise call a comedian and just tell them they're on air and let's just have a chat with them. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with Amuse News, which is that's also another copywriting gem right there. Just news about stand-up comedy and what's happening in South Africa at the moment. But first up, a new segment called Joke. So
that's blazing.
Comedians don't do jokes. We don't, right? We don't do jokes. We do anecdotal stories or some sort of fun historical note about our shitty lives, and then you guys laugh at that. So that's what we normally do. But
it could be future based as well. It doesn't have to be.
Oh yeah, it could be surreal. I think the term is. Oh.
To ease the pain.
So this is, but we're actually going to do like a joke because jokes are also fun, and maybe sometimes we'll also play a bit of a comedian that we love. So we're going to go right through that to now, and today, right through that to now.
To now,
we're going to do
it.
It's
a new time frame.
And we're going to play a little piece right now. You can have it. How long is this, Farhan?
30 seconds.
Farhan chose this. So
30 seconds.
Let's have a listen. Let's see if this works.
Go.
But I've also gone hang gliding. I've gone skydiving. I like things that are a little scary. I don't know. Maybe that's why I do this. I read a thing that actually speaking in front of a crowd is considered the number one fear of the average person. I found that amazing. Number two was death. Number two. That means you're the average person. If you have to be at a funeral, you would rather be in the casket than doing the eulogy. That's what that means.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld over there, man.
Right.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Do you have a year? Yeah. What year is that?
Don't have a year, but it was taken from his album or special called I'm Telling You for the Last Time.
That was his final special.
Yeah, he took all his greatest hits, I suppose.
Yeah. And that's after Seinfeld. That's when he took the hiatus before he came back and did Comedians in Cars Getting Caffeine.
Coffee, yeah.
Getting caffeine.
Having funny Comedians in Cars Getting Cocaine.
Cocaine. Dude. You heard that right now. We are literally doing that skit.
We are doing that skit, man.
Include me. Please.
No, you're out of it. Fuck. Okay, you can stand.
You can just.
You can be the petrol attendant.
I was going to be the cocaine. I called dubs.
That's funny, dude. That is funny. Write that stuff down. Yeah. So that's what we'll do. We'll play a little bit of snippet of stand-up comedy for you because this is the home of stand-up comedy in South Africa. We bring you the news. We bring you the funny. We bring you Duff.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. We brought you all the way from Boston. How was the commute in? Was it okay?
You an hour, man. I left
1 hour?
At like half past seven.
Jeez, man. 1 hour to get you and we do not get paid.
Hey.
That's amazing.
Dedication. Hey.
Speaking of which, hey, if you're out there right now looking for to sponsor a show and blah, 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 it's us.
Like, endorsement bullshit.
Endorse us.
Please.
Get us some, yeah, man, any company. We don't say fuck that much. What are you laughing at?
Tabiso Mflongo, another stand-up comedian, really like, funny young guy, message to ask if you're going to call Toby.
You're speaking at 1,000.
What are you doing, Wormdiff?
Wormdiff
is saying something. Should be sent him to the naughty corner.
You're
5 minutes time.
Fuck you guys.
Tabisho Mflongo. Mflongo.
I'm proud of you.
Tweeted us. Said, done. Are we going to call Toby? Now, I don't know if you know Toby's the seasoning guy. He's been having
paper cut.
He's been having beef with Tall Ass Mog about the seasoning flavor.
And he said he's making a diss track called Tall Ass. No.
I think
that
we should totally
shout out Toby Kanyula.
Hey man, just before us, they were talking to that rap producer, whatever his name was, and he was talking. Sorry, I'm super white and I only listen to rock and roll. I'm sure you're
it's
famous
fine.
For a reason.
It's fine.
And but they were talking about the AKA Casper
right.
thing, which basically put kind of hip hop on the map because of that little spat. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he filled up the dome after that, or whatever the case was. I know nothing about that genre. And this might be that for comedy. Might be the Tall Ass Mo versus Paper Cut spat. And then, but Tall Ass Mo got guns.
That
bro.
Sounds like a handicap that match, though.
Yeah. That dude got really, actual really. Weapons. He has actual
Whoa,
weapons.
Shit.
Right.
Okay.
Let's get to shout the first feature.
So are we just going to completely ignore why we chose that joke or anything about it?
Okay.
Yeah, fuck it.
Since you want to, let's have it go.
So for me, I think it's because Seinfeld, if you look at his stuff or you watch or listen to his stuff, it's so precise, the manner in which it's written. And I think secondary to that is, as comedians, I think a lot of times, and I know you guys would know this, people will ask you, but don't you get nervous when you get on stage, you know?
I always have a little poo.
Thing. Oh, you do? Is that part of your...
Yeah. On stage.
Yeah.
That explains.
Drop a little dollop. Just a little. You know, like, it's cell phones that made pooing, like, cute now.
Because it has a smiley
little,
face.
A little emoticon.
Yeah.
I drop a little emoticon
in
mid-stage.
So is that poo? It's not like a chocolate ice cream?
No.
Damn it, I've been using it wrong the whole time.
Yeah, shit.
You were sending it to your like girl that you want to meet up. Hey, you want to meet up with chocolate ice cream?
That explains why she tried to take a shit on me the last time.
She sounds like a keeper, bro.
She
that's
was into
marriage.
That weird.
Just,
oh, whoa.
Just kidding, guys.
Hey, do you want to take a shit like... on your chest? That's marriage.
Whoa.
Whoa. She's a keeper, bro. She's a keeper.
That's funny, nice. Tabisa. We'll call
seasoning sometime.
One day we'll call Toby.
But the very last thing I wanted to mention on that, because he spoke about like fear and public speaking.
Yeah.
He said something very nice in an interview I listened, and he was talking about, he always gets asked about, you know, do you get nervous? And he said, as a comedian or as a performer, you should always have a little bit of butterflies in your stomach, you know, before you go on.
Yeah, I eat at least three.
That explains why you're taking shits on stage.
They're all trying to get
it's
out of
it's an allergic
but
reaction.
But he said the trick is not to try and I suppose this goes beyond comedy. The trick is not to try and get rid of the butterflies, it's but to get them to fly in formation.
Oh, who said that?
Yeah, I think Seinfeld. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah. Man, that guy's
such
full of
metaphor.
Brilliant knowledge. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Seinfeld. So God rest his soul. Is he dead?
No, he's still alive. He's still alive.
That's great news.
That is
and he does TM. He's a meditator.
I know he does TM. Yeah. We all do TM. If you don't do TM, this is
get on it.
Either TM or cocaine.
For those
not
that don't know,
time.
TM is transcendental meditation.
Yeah, but now now
you guys are gonna explain
cool.
that to me like during the
TM.
Break. Yeah,
no, we'll let you know what that is.
Thanks, guys.
You have to do TM if you have a mind like me. Right, let's go up to our first feature, which is Comeducation, and this is a segment that we'll do every week. That kind of educates the audience and the comedians that are listening about what is comedy, what is stand-up, etc., etc. So what I want to go through right now is I want to talk about comedy venues because there's something special happening at the end of the month where South Africa is getting its third official
comedy club.
Dedicated stand-up comedy club. Like, we're not talking about the old Cool Runnings or whatever. This is a comedy club purpose-built for stand-up comedy.
Yeah, 4 days.
And it's the third one in South Africa. The third one in Africa, because Carl Joshua Ngube
is
not done yet.
Joshua. No, not yet.
So he will be the fourth in Africa, right? Which is incredible. We're all living history right now. So that's coming at the end of the month. That's the official launch. So, but let's talk about where you can go watch up stand-up comedy. But I want to break it on that, actually.
Isn't there this #JosieComedy in the club tonight?
Yeah, happening tonight, actually.
At the Goliath Comedy Club. It's the first one that they're actually publicly having, yeah.
No, it's not, is it? It's tonight.
So the official launch and the big launch
is the comedy festival as such.
What they did
was, it was supposed to be at the Fire and Ice Hotel tonight, like it is every first of the month, or first Friday of the month.
Oh, and they're just throwing it in the club?
And they were just like, you know what, let's put it in the club.
Have they got all their licenses and stuff?
I believe so, yeah. I'm pretty sure they do. If not,
what is tonight? What is tonight? Maybe I'll roll past it. Check it out.
What is tonight?
Everyone should roll past it and check it out. So that's at that is a comedy venue, and that is in Melrose Arch.
Yeah,
that is in Melrose Arch.
Yeah. You got the poster. Maybe we can post it up on Twitter.
We will post it up on social media as soon as possible. If you text that through to me, I'll put it up. So let's talk about, like, there is a lot of comedy venues in this country. So it's going to be a one that we'll go through week to week, so you guys can figure it out. I think let's concentrate on Joburg today, and then let's do Northeast Southwest. Let's do that. Let's do Northeast Southwest Rand and talk about where you can go see stand-up. Obviously, in the north,
Parker's Comedy and Jack.
Most of them are in the north, really. Most of them sit in the north. It's comedy at Parker's, Comedy and Jive, which is Monte Casino. Used to be in Krugersdorp, and then Joe was like, oh, this is Krugersdorp, and is no longer there. So now it is in Monte Casino, as it always has been, the first comedy club in Africa / South Africa, and it has always been there, and it always will be there, I think. Even if there's an apocalypse, we'll still be there doing
stand-up.
We'll
be making
comedy.
Fun about the apocalypse.
Yeah, we'll be like, check out all Six Arms here. Oh, what's up, Six Arms? What do you do? Radiation much?
This is why I like you. Sometimes you're not funny. I'm kidding.
Hey, go and diff yourself. So the whole that is the center of stand-up comedy, and now we are getting another center, which will be in Melrose Arch. In the south, like as in Glen Vista Shopping Center, there is a venue that happens, I think, monthly.
Yeah, monthly. It's lower ground.
The Lower Ground, which is a quaint little pub that is actually like built in the parking lot. It looks like a pub that would be a standalone, but it's just been shoved into the corner of a parking lot. It's really cool. Yeah. I performed there a couple of times. It's a South, which is always a great rowdy audience. I think that's all in the South. Is there anything else in the South?
No.
The South itself.
Yeah, that's the South itself.
The South itself is hilarious.
Joke. Just walking to
East,
like
Rand?
Spa.
East Rand?
Rodizio's Bedford View,
which is a long-running Samoka gig.
Actually, the last three that we mentioned are Samoka.
Mo does a lot of sort of gigs around town, which is really our respect, because we need that. People aren't always, you know, it's quite a distance to come for like a stand-up, so we're glad for those. West Rand. We don't have anything in the West Rand, I don't think.
Where is the West Rand? Like, let me.
The
just
West Rand is like Cresta.
Florida. No, I don't think there's anything outside.
At the top.
No, there's this. So if you're listening in your comedy promoter or like event organizer, there you go. There's a little bit
there's
of a gap.
There's a space.
There
space and crew
bring
in,
us comedy
in the West Rand.
In the West Rand.
We must actually think of a venue. There used to be Sufa Comedy Couch.
Sufa, yeah.
A Wednesday used to be that side.
A Wednesday used to be that side as well.
Theater, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So there's
a nice
space,
actually. Yeah, especially the main one. The main hall.
Got to talk about that. And then in the southeast, west, we've done, and then everything.
Central Joburg, there's a lot going down. You've obviously got Poppies in Melville. You've got Kitchener's in Bromfontein. And the Box at Pop Art Theatre in Lovenay.
Yes, Baseline.
Don't forget, like, if you are a comedian and you're listening, and you're scared to do the big stages, or not the big stages, but the regular spots, like you said, Melville, Poppies, and Kitcheners and stuff. You can go through to the African Freedom Station in West Dean.
Yes, that's in West Dean. That's a new one.
That's a new one. Couch Ninjas gig.
You can do that any day of the week, Monday to Friday.
So
you got a couple people, mostly comedians.
Yeah, mostly comedians. So
that's good workshop, man.
It's a show / workshop.
That's good workshop.
If comedians are there, it's a workshop.
I think Eric should tell us, because he did an open mic night on Monday, and it was quite an interesting format.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about.
Have you got a summary?
Whoa, shit! It was crazy, man, because Joe hosted it.
Yeah.
But then what he did was
it at Parker's?
Yeah, it was at Parker's. So the sound guy wasn't there. So what he had to do was he had to get Steve, the manager, to do the sound and lighting for us. So he's doing the sound and the lightning, but
the lightning.
My color, my color took over. English, come back. So he's doing the sound and the lighting, but every time Joe introduces an act, he doesn't even play music. So it's like mellow clapping, and then the clapping dies, and then the dude isn't even on stage yet, and he's bringing us in from the audience.
Okay, so that was the most boring part of the story that you told me earlier on. Tell us about the feedback.
The feedback, funniest part. So Joe says to us, you're going to go and you're going to do your 5-7, you're going to see the light, you know the standard shit.
Yeah.
And then he says, then I'll tell you what is wrong with your set.
While you just left stage, so while there's an audience watching.
And this is an audience, and then he goes, you shouldn't be holding the mic like this. You are not a rapper.
On stage in front of the audience.
In front of the audience. It's like, that you shouldn't be holding the mic like this.
Same.
Hold the mic this far from your mouth.
How many people were there? How many audience members?
There were about 40 people in the audience.
And they were laughing?
How good is that?
And they were laughing.
Were they laughing at Joe's advice?
The funny part was, some of it was so crude that people were just like, why is he saying this?
Is hilarious. But I think if someone like you hosted it, it would be funny. I think you'd get a lot of laughter in the feedback bit of it. Because then we could tell Eric, like, he needs to get a tan firstly.
So
he doesn't reflect.
There's the light skin joke.
What feedback did you get?
I got some cool ass feedback. Because I walked off stage. Normally the guys, they finish and they don't know what to do.
As opposed to being carried off stage.
No. They finish and they don't know what to do, so they just wait for Joe to come on and then hand him the mic. So I put the mic back in the stand and I walked off. And then Joe's like, yes, guys, as you can see, he's been doing it for a while. That's how it's supposed to be done. Crowd interaction is there. He's speaking well. He's holding the mic properly. And he's a soon-to-be-paid act. And I was like,
there we go.
Really?
Well, there we go, thanks, Eric. Man. You're almost a paid act.
Duncan, have you got a No, not today. We'll get it some other time.
But Joe, you're almost a paid act, bro. We're going to celebrate that day.
I got
goosebumps. You're going to buy a coffee or something.
There it is.
He's going to take us for a McFeast meal.
Yeah. R13.99. Right, let's move on. I'd like to talk to the audience about how to watch comedy. How to watch comedy as an audience member.
The etiquette of comedy.
Not silently, you knob. You want them to laugh.
Pay attention, but laugh when
it's silently.
It's like those people that come with you after the show. That was fantastic.
But you didn't laugh. I know.
This is the thing. There is etiquette to watching stand-up comedy. Now, there are such things as hecklers, right? Let me explain what a heckler is. You probably know that. But it's someone who talks often or tries to be part of the show but doesn't have comedy chops behind them. I personally don't mind. Now, I know a lot of comedians hate that, but I personally don't mind. I think if you're going to give me rope, give me more. I am going to hang you with that rope.
Like,
do you know what I mean? And you're going to add to the show. You're going to add to the show. I don't mind that. But a lot of comedians need that space to perform their material. So, Foran, what do you like? You want a bit of hecklers?
I enjoy a little bit of it now. I think especially because it makes it more real.
Yeah. Puts you in the moment.
Puts you on the spot.
There's no like that. You break that fourth wall.
And also, it's like a tipping point. You either make or break, because either the heckler can gain that momentum and then steal it away from you, or you put them down. Plus, you're the one who has the microphone.
Well, exactly. You should be better, but you wouldn't believe.
I mean, if you can't say something funny, beat him with it. At least
Seen that. It didn't go well. And you, what do you prefer?
At this stage, it's still weird because I'm not that quick on my feet.
Yeah.
So when the dude heckles, unless it's been in my mind like the whole week,
you've been practicing. I bet you're gonna say this.
Yeah. If he says this,
gonna say something.
I have
about
an answer, but
I bet you're gonna say I look like a pale ET. And then you zang him.
That's all. Yeah.
And then home, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't have airtime.
You guys are fucked up.
So there are hecklers in the audience. It's best to, if you're an audience member, go there and listen. You've paid money.
Yes.
And sometimes in some clubs, you paid a lot of money.
Yes.
So just go there and listen.
So don't bring a lunch ton of your own jokes. Just scuffing. Enjoy.
Scuffing.
I was reading an article off chortle.co.uk, which
chortle.
Is comedy news in the UK.
Weird.
And there actually was a huge fight in one of the comedy clubs, because I know the comedy scene in the UK, heckling is a big part of it.
Yeah, it's based on it.
But it's apparently what the guy was talking about, some controversial material about ISIS and what have
is,
you.
Is.
and some of the political parties. I don't know what it was, but anyway, it turned out into a massive brawl. Like, apparently for like 10 minutes, there were like 30 or 40 people.
That is amazing.
Men were smashing women, women
that
were smashing men.
Men were smashing women. Whoa, I wanted to be in
that. No, not that kind of smashing, like fighting.
Sorry, well, it's England. You don't know who's a man or woman.
That too.
I'm joking, my British fans.
But I figure it must be good publicity for the comedian.
Dude, that is, I mean, I've been in one bar brawl, which is just basically a Wednesday in a men's and toti. But like, I would love to be in a comedy bar brawl. Imagine that. That would be so fun. Yeah. But yeah, but don't do bar brawls. And it does. It gets out of hand. You know, hecklers can get out of hand. And comedians don't like it. So just go and watch. Go and enjoy the material. Go and if you do have a problem, go on Twitter.
Write a letter. Hello, Peter.
Yeah. No, hello, Peter. This comedian said something about raping goats.
Go to Speak Out so that they can come and ask you.
What's Speak Out?
Where are the parts? I'm kidding. No, we had a heckler on Tuesday at Kitcheners. That was some funny shit. Because then Robbie lost his mind. He was hosting. And then shout out Robbie Collins. He lost his mind. And then, like, he was swearing this chick. And then people are like, wait, don't do this. It's like, no, guys, but I know this chick personally. She's young.
So what?
She heckles.
What do you mean?
It's like, come on, mom. Every time I text you, the show.
No, but this chick is a serious heckler. Because the last time they had the
show. What do you mean a serious heckler?
Like she has to say something.
I find your joke appalling. That's a serious.
She's a serious serial. Yes.
Heckler. So she's there every week too.
Yes. But we don't allow her in. I don't know how she got in, like, on Tuesday.
You don't allow her in.
No, because she heckles every week.
It could be the same lady.
It's a little bit of comedy apartheid.
I don't know if you remember the one night at the box. No, at the box the one night she was there. Short chick. Short, skinny, wears glasses. Like, I'm giving her publicity. And yeah, like, she just heckles, man. She doesn't give a fuck. Like, after your punchline, she has to say something.
That's hilarious, man. Why? But then...
No, but it's like really disruptive because it's not even
funny. You know what, though? Okay. It's Kitcheners.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kitcheners. Okay, so if you can't handle a heckler at Kitcheners, then you should not be going down to Kitcheners. So he started swearing at her. But
not like you know what?
Like doing gags at
her. Yeah, doing gags at her.
And then the audience
like, started catching a pain. And then he's like, no, guys, you don't understand. I know her, like, personally. Yeah. She thinks we're friends, but I don't like her because she does shit like this.
Oh,
I wanted to leave.
And the audience is like, give her another chance.
I need to go and see this girl. She might be the next
stand-up
comic.
Can I just do one more throwback? And that was at the Comedy Underground where there was a lady, I think she may have been a journalist. She was sitting at the front row with a notepad. And as comedians were doing the joke, she was commenting on the joke.
Like a critic.
Like, oh, that was quite funny, but I think it was slightly racist. And then Tafia, I remember having to chat to her, Tafia from Wax, shout out, asking her to, like, calm down. And eventually she got thrown out. And yeah, I've never seen Tafia so angry. It was crazy. It was wild.
That joke is funny, but you're from Zimbabwe.
We just got a message from Kudua. Am I saying that right? Is that right? Did I say that right?
Mama
White Mouth is on fire tonight.
White Mouth.
Kudua says, should people going to comedy clubs go with the intent to laugh they need to get the laughter out of me? Is Kudua a comedian?
What's the name?
Kudua. K-O-D-U-A. Hey, message me if I'm reading that wrong.
No, I don't.
People going to a comedy club should definitely laugh. They should definitely go there to expect to laugh. However, I also don't believe we should model coddle like comedians. If you're shit and the audience is turning on you, get better. Get funnier.
Figure it out. Get laid, man. If you go to take your date there, we'll do the work.
It's comedy.
That is the cheapest.
Pumped with endorphins.
Yeah.
So comedian audiences.
Go for a good time.
There to laugh.
Yeah.
Go there to laugh, but don't model coddle your comedians. If they shit, they shit. How to follow and support your favorite comedian. This is important. Just before we go to music. I don't think comedians tell the audience enough or show the audience enough how to become fans of theirs, which is important. Like, to actually become a certified fan, which these days is just simply a follower or a subscriber or a liker or whatever the
case
is. Shout
out to grandma.
So you need to, as a comedian, let your audience know how to get in touch with you, man. How to interact with you, not on a sexual level, unless you're into that. Flavor Flav.
Seasoning.
That's so funny. Like, there's so many catchphrases and they go for, like, cooking ones. Anyway.
Sponsored by Aromat. Aromat.
Finish what you were saying, man. We're getting distracted here.
Right. So go and follow your comedians. Find out. If you really love a comedian and you want to go and follow them, you'll have to Google at this point until they tell you where to get hold of them.
Just search their names on social media.
Or just go to
gascomedy.co.za, and you'll see your comedian and where they're performing. In fact, I think if you type in the search section, you will see all the gigs that they are at.
Yeah.
So you can literally go and follow your stand-up comedian, which I think is the most important thing about moving comedy forward in this country, is find your favorite comedian and support the shit out of them. Right?
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.
Hey.
We're back.
Bitches.
How fun was that break? Hey, guys.
That was nice.
You know what?
Killed it.
Jenga is hilarious.
Oh!
I mean, more people should play Jenga.
Fuck. I thought it was strip poker. My bad. Sorry.
Put your clothes back on.
Yeah. My pants. Please.
Hardly noticed.
Do you have that George Carlin joke?
Yeah. It's here on my phone.
So you picked a George Carlin joke this week.
Yeah, I picked the George Carlin joke. And I'm just going to read it because I didn't do this thing. I didn't do the audio clip thing because I'm lazy as fuck. Yeah, I'm going to tweet the picture. It's cool. It just says, everybody's so obsessed with bodybuilding. We need to start building our minds before we have a country filled with a bunch of strong, dumb motherfuckers.
Well, so and that's Colin. Colin didn't do like a bra, bra, bra. He did statements, man. He made statements. He is right. When was I at a gig? Tuesday, I was at a gig at Parker's.
DGM.
This guy was wearing a V-neck, bro. This guy was wearing a V-neck, and I swear it was two threads away from being a feminine woman's top, bro.
Was it a blouse?
Dude, it was insane. I was like, dude, like, I respect you. Because, listen, bodybuilding, and if you're out there, and I know I make a lot of jokes about it, it is a sign of commitment.
Yeah,
it is an actual sign of commitment. It's also a sign of a tiny phallic little
Do you think that's
penis.
Why perhaps women are attracted to men that bodybuild, aside from, you know, the hardwired thing.
No, yeah,
the commitment thing. It shows that the guy can actually put his mind to something.
I never thought of it.
Dedicated
like that.
That's enough.
Deep. Oh, I mean,
that is so deep.
Don't ruin it for skinny guys, bro.
I'm a skinny guy myself.
Shut up.
Three skinny guys.
Shut up. But think about skinny guys.
So if you're a lady, let us know. So we'd be curious to know.
Yeah,
that is a good point that
send
we can
us
ask
tweets and
on
stuff,
some so. Other show that isn't about stand-up.
Can I just say, I remember when Trevor went to the US and one of the clips surfaced on YouTube. Now, this was early days when he started touring the US.
Yeah.
A clip came online and someone commented on YouTube like, geez, Trevor, you must be doing well in the US. You're looking big, because he had a bit of a tummy back then.
Yeah.
And that clip just disappeared. Like, just...
Has it gone off the internet?
Yeah, it went off like soon after that.
Yeah, well, Trevor's people are... Trevor might be listening in right now. You don't know that. You don't know that. Trevor?
Goombi?
So that's Carlin, and he's right. There are too many meatheads. Less meatheads, more brainies. That's what we need. Right, let's move on to the next feature, which is called The Industrious Bastards.
Mm.
This is a feature about stand-up comedy as a business and peripheral business and how you can make money as a stand-up comedian. Obviously, there's the first thing, which is standing up on stage, being funny, and being paid as a immediate performer. You perform the thing, and then you get paid afterwards most of the time. Sorry, I'm deaf.
Shit.
And
I got paid last night, so I'm happy.
Well, that's
cool.
Good.
Thank you.
What did you get paid in chicken wings?
It was a milkshake, guys. It was a dope ass milkshake, though. Like, I can still
money milkshake.
Yeah, I got a milkshake, but I got paid as well. I mean, I did the industry gig with Brother Simi, and it was dope, man.
That's for that. That's
awesome.
Fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
So,
well done. I like how you guys just don't give a fuck.
No,
like,
we don't at all. So, making money, that's how you would make money as a stand-up comedy. That's your point of call. That is your first thing. Now, there's a lot of other ways to make money as a stand-up comedy. Because if you are a stand-up comedian, you obviously have skills. A certain set of skills that if I call you now, I'll find your mom and murder your whole...
I will find you.
I'll murder
I will
all
kill
your aunties.
You.
That's actually pretty good, Umda.
Thank you.
That wasn't bad at all.
Have you been listening to Jason Goliath?
Yeah.
No, I actually watched Janssen. I watched...
Jason does it better than Liam Neeson.
He does.
No,
I watched Taken recently. That's how I remember that.
Do you watch movies and go like, I'm gonna say that catchphrase on the
camera. Yeah, I do the things, man. Like,
he's been waiting
for the last
few weeks.
I have.
So there are other ways of making money. One of them is clearly it is
radio. Although we're not.
We're unradio.
This is internet.
Well, you say that Darren Moore is a stand-up comedian.
I thought you were gonna say Darren Simpson.
Well, there's him as well. Darren Simpson is also a stand-up comedian, and they both have breakfast primetime shows on radio.
Sure.
So there is that. There is definitely, comedians have definitely gone into radio in the past. There's comedy writing.
Voiceover artists.
There's voiceover artists. Hi.
Shit, I need to start doing that because I have a voice over account.
Really?
Yeah. What voice?
Yeah. I mean,
what's your voice?
I mean,
what's
your this voice? One.
Yo, Sal, can you sell? We just had another message from Kadua who said, Gupta, 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 we must boycott all samosas and Indian sex workers.
Yo, jeez. That's that R word.
What?
That we can't use Roy on boss. The show. Yeah. You can't say this on things.
So, now, in your voice, your cell voice, I'd like you to sell voice, Gupta.
Sell Gupta. Well, and if you are
the everyone's selling, because everyone's selling Guptas to get out, I want you to sell them back in the country.
Sell them back in.
Yes. Yeah.
Back in. Have you been wronged by your Indian people lately? Are they letting you down? Are they taking away from you? Well, they should be giving back to you. Introducing the Guptas. They will give you a job when you are down and in the dirt. Get your Gupta at a local
get
check.
Gupta.
Get your Gupta. Get your Gupta.
Right at the end.
Get your Gupta.
It was so shit up until that point. And then you
saved
it.
You called it.
Get your Gupta.
Yeah.
Nice. Get your Gupta on 395-6595.
I have voice.
That's brilliant, bro.
Thank you.
So
wait, you have a voiceover account. What does that even mean?
Well, the thing is, you go into
the voice bank.
You go to voice bank and then you record your stuff. So then if people need your voice, then they're like, yo,
you
man.
Might be getting a call from the
and hide some voices. Okay, we're going into our next segment.
So basically,
not yet.
Okay, so hold on. So other things we can make. Basically, okay, we so hold the microphone and we speak. So basically, anything that needs hands or mouths, we're good at.
Exactly.
Some hopefully not at the same time.
Wow. Yeah. Please. Not. No. Wait. But at the
some
I mean,
comedians do that same thing.
Writing.
Some comedians do that same
writing.
So
writing
comedy writing.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Not only.
A lot of comedians have been on the new Bantu Hour on SABC2.
Check that out. SABC2.
SBC2, 9 o'clock on Saturday nights.
Yes, so a lot of comedians I know. I have, in fact, written on that show.
You've been on that show.
So you can write. I've written for other things. I'm currently writing a video game. I'm writing a mobile video game. So there are a ton of ways.
Snake 3.0.
Oh!
Dusty snake.
The snake doesn't just eat the dirt.
I'm modeling the snake on myself. My snake. Who does cocaine.
Trouser snake.
It's my trouser snake who does cocaine and then tries to save the world. We can do this, Dusty. I really don't want to get out of bed, bro. We can do it.
Why does my penis have a voice like that?
Cocaine, fam. So yeah, you can make money writing. You can make money acting. A lot of comedians do the transition from acting into from stand-up comedy into acting. For instance, TJ Miller.
Oh, yes.
TJ Miller.
On Silicon Valley.
Yes, not only Silicon movies. Valley. And then he went into motherfucking Deadpool.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what
I mean?
Yes. Yeah, so that's a big one as well. So transition from comedy to acting is a big one. So we have our a new segment, which is called Surprise Comedian Phone Call, where we just phone a
surprise
comedian.
Surprise!
And today we are going to phone Simi Arif.
Yay!
Is Simi there?
Hey, there he is.
Hello, Simi.
Hello, my darling.
How are you, brother?
Fine, thanks to you. It's good. Not much of a surprise since I've been listening from 9 o'clock.
Have you
been
listening?
Simi's a dedicated guy.
We love you, Simi.
We love
thank
you, Simi.
You, bro.
I like supporting all my friends and listening to all the things they talk about.
We hope to catch you on the toilet.
No, you'll never catch me on the toilet.
It does sound a bit echoey. Where are you?
I'm in my bed with a beautiful girl.
Can we speak to her?
Can you say hi?
It's my mom, bro. You know
Okay.
So, Simi, the reason we called you is we weren't just phone a comedian randomly, especially the ones that aren't doing anything in the industry. We're going to phone comedians who are doing things in the industry. And
you guys are doing stuff.
Exactly. That's why we're phoning you, because you are doing
and
a podcast
doing
as well, right?
We've been plugging your podcast for about 3 weeks now.
Because it's brilliant.
Yeah, bro. I actually made a gag the other day. Yasin is staying by my house, and I said, yo, these guys in Cliff Central, they speak about my podcast often. And about 3 seconds as I connected onto the app, it was like, yo, I don't know if you heard Simi Arif's podcast.
Do you know what, though? Do you know why, Simi? Because, you know, in the entire South African country, we're the only two people doing podcasts.
We are doing podcasts.
Do you know of any other right now? Can you tell me? Exactly. So we have to stick
I think Seasoning does one.
Seasoning,
but it's just
no,
his mom
Seasoning
live,
does Seasoning
like,
News on Facebook.
Guys, that guy had the most amazing one-man show. None of you guys have done one.
Was this the one at Poppy's on Monday night?
Yes.
That was a great show.
When did
it was on Monday.
So when is it coming on Comedy Central? Any idea?
They'll never come on Comedy Central. The guy came on stage. He was like, here, I'm doing 30 minutes. Then when he came off, he came to me. He's like, yo, man, how do you think about my half an hour? I was like, 12 minutes, my guy. I timed it.
So we did a half hour one, man.
Oh, but 12 minutes.
Yeah.
The recording is going to come out in slow motion.
You know, guys, I have one thing to say. Yeah. Allow. Allow those people.
Yeah.
Allow those people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Allow them.
If anything, just for a benchmark.
He's living his best life, guys.
So listen, Simi, some guy messaged into Cliff Central. He said, I don't know if you heard earlier, Gupta, 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 Gupta I mean, can you hear Simi's Indian from his voice?
No, can't.
So
I went to Model C school, baby.
Hey, these guys. Aye.
Yeah, and are you earning that Model C money?
Well, I'm in bed at the moment, so yeah.
So yeah,
yeah. Life is good.
10 o'clock on a Friday.
What do you mean? That I literally, if we ever catch a comedian doing work at this time, that guy should not be a comedian.
That guy should be a Goliath.
Those guys at 6 a.m. doing this stuff. Have you been to the club yet, Simi? Have you been to the club?
I have. I haven't watched the show yet. I want to go through some nights and see it out because, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's something that I want to see develop and grow, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, dude. And we're a part of this. We're part of this this wave of stand up comedy that's happening right now. And you, in fact, your podcast, your first one was the brainchild behind the Goliath comedy. One of the brainchilds, Jason Goliath.
Yeah, it was cool. Jason has the whole point of my podcast is just to speak about other things that people I like do, because like maybe someone is not really known. Like I spoke to Jason, and Jason has this great motivating factor about him, which is more than just his comedy. So that's the fun thing to speak about to the people on it. I mean, like last time I had Bob Perfect, you know Bob.
Yeah, Bob Perfect, Mr. Darren Scott. Not that other Darren.
And so that's what I aim, but like, I had a very interesting comedy one with Luisa Madinga.
Yeah,
that's great. Really.
Yeah, we spoke about a lot of things, because you mentioned the wave of comedy, and I feel like the door is closed and the wave is crashing. And I think there's too much at the moment.
So. But as we were talking, that we need them. We need those people that aren't necessarily doing huge things. They're just doing meh things.
Yeah.
Because
I don't land up in an industry that has 200 people and there's 20 of us only really.
Well, I'll tell you right.
And doing well.
I'll tell you right now, Samir, if we run gascomedy.co.za and we have a database of how many comedians there are, and there are about 240 South African comedians currently.
The thing that kills me is that's such a large number, and about 30 of us eat food and pay rent.
Yeah. So, and it's Woolworths, motherfucker!
It's a long thing. I would love to have all of you guys on my podcast.
We will each individually.
We are all lesser than somebody's, except Dusty.
Well, thank you very much, Wimdiff, but you are lesser than a lesson.
you guys allowed Eric onto the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. So what's happening, buddy?
It was that bring a child to work.
Gareth didn't say anything.
Bring your albino to work.
Gareth didn't say, like, yo, guys, are you sure you want to have Eric on the show?
Yeah, it's a quota thing.
Gareth was like, we need more white people on the show.
This
is why we're quiet 90% of the time.
And you've got Farhan over there.
Yeah, Farhan's here too.
Yeah, Farhan's here. There he is. Yeah. Smooth talking Farhan.
So tell us, who are some of the guests that are going to be coming up in your show?
I'm hoping to play Yefit van der Veer, who's Comedy Central's main guy.
Yeah, he's
on Monday. He's listening to the one I recorded already, just to see if everything's okay. So that should come on Monday. And I've got a couple of cool writers. You guys know Zhao Matthews?
Yes.
He's had comedy once, but he's very good at Twitter, so I've got him on. I've got a guy called Michael Zuma, who's a radio producer.
Yes, he's East Coast Radio. Yeah.
So
he produces Darren Moore's show, doesn't he?
Yeah. And so, because I've known him for a decade. And then I've got Mo Magic. Is one of the most interesting things. You thought we knew comedy had a business side to it. Huh?
Yeah.
Magic, out of this world.
Mo Magic.
I mean, Dustin and I have shared a moment with Mo Magic. Remember when he made me hold the wrist?
Mo Magic did a trick on me. And it was Ryan Hardooth, who is Trevor Noah's South African DVD producer. It was at his birthday party. It was at his birthday party. And Mo Magic did a trick where he made a tattoo appear on my wrist.
What?
Everyone lost their minds, but the tattoo's obviously been on my wrist for like years. But he did that, you know, that like the magicians do, that like subliminal
shit. Yeah, but you forget. You're forgetting the part where he looked into my eyes and he said, choose a card out of the deck. And I said, Ace of Spades. And then he said, look at Dusty's wrist.
Yeah, because
it was an Ace of Spades tattoo. I love it.
Simi was covering my wrist. He had his hand over my wrist. Mm. And Mo told him to imagine the card that would appear on my wrist.
So subliminal. And
it was beautiful. So it was a beautiful joke.
It was great. So, yeah,
Simi, when can we expect it? When can we expect the next one?
Every Monday. I drop it every single
and
Monday.
And you can grab that on iTunes.
Yeah, you can get iTunes, and any Android players, download SoundCloud. A podcast app, and do it. But I'll interview all of you guys one day.
Yes.
Eric. I'm so tired. Ah,
shit. You got so excited.
Yeah, like,
on iTunes, it is called
Lesson on Somebody.
Lesson on Somebody.
Africa's 8th best podcast.
Africa's brilliant. Brilliant.
This guy, like,
who's before that?
Can I tell you the honest truth?
Yeah.
It was just a gag that he said, myself and Jason, and then it suddenly became true. Because this week I checked, we're 7.
You have to do a little bit worse, man.
Who's number one, bro? Who's number one?
It's this Comedy Central Kevin Hart interview they did. It's it's very weird how those algorithms work. You'll be competing with Gervais and Mark Maron.
They're literally picking the most famous name.
Yeah, so it's weird.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Simi, for being on a surprise phone call with a comedian.
Yeah,
thanks,
sure.
I'm going to listen to this podcast again now.
Yeah, because you've been on the phone all the time. Okay, we love you. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Simi, bye.
Our emails are good.
That was Simi Arif. And the point of that was for you guys to go check out his podcast, which is Lesson on Somebody.
That's fucked up.
Eric, you need to get paid first.
Milkshakes.
You need to get paid more than milkshakes.
Yeah, leave me and my milkshakes.
How much did you get paid last night?
Do I have to say
how much is the milkshake?
Oh, $300.
$300. Yeah. I hope you're claiming it for tax purposes.
Yeah, no, but you see, this is why I didn't want to say how much I got paid, because now you guys are fucking
listening.
Fucking, I don't even have that. What is that number on that form that I don't even know the number?
IRP 78.
That RP5 form, yeah.
Right, what we're going to go do now is we're going to go through. Do you have a song for us, Duncan? Because we haven't heard you in a while. That's the one. That's the one. Thank you.
Damn!
We'll be right back.
2 seconds.
And we're back.
Shanda Paul.
It's the gas. Shanda Paul. What is it? What is he saying?
Shanda Paul. Sean the Paul.
The Paul? Sean the Paul. Sean the Paul.
The Paul.
The Pope.
But
Sean the Paul
in
Pope.
The Jamaican accent.
Shanda Paul.
He's going Shanda Paul.
Right.
Yeah,
Shanda Paul.
Let's do the things. Let's do
it. This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. And we're heading up to the last 5-7 minutes of the show. And it is time for Amuse News.
News
to amuse the news needers of the world. You are in need of news? Well, let's get amused. Farhan, what do you got for us?
Comedian faces jail for insulting the Turkish president.
Jeez, you went deep level, bro.
Yeah. So here we go. Comedian Jan Boharman could be jailed for insulting the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. That's his name.
How did he even diss that guy?
His name is like a diss track already. However, it's not in Turkey where the comedian faces prosecution, but Germany, where free speech protections have one significant restriction, and that is it is illegal to insult a foreign leader. So Boharman has deliberately provoked legal action with an offensive poem telling viewers of his satirical TV show Neo Magazine Royale that what I'm about to read is not allowed. If it were to be read in public, that would be forbidden in Germany. Now, what he actually said, or what actually went down, was there was a sketch, and he was sitting in front of a Turkish flag, and then a portrait of the Turkish president.
Wow.
He claims that the president has sex with goats and sheep, and loves to repress minorities, kick Kurds, and beat Christians while watching child porn.
Wow.
Yeah, go to jail, dog. Don't pass begin, don't collect $200.
Like, in real life, if he had dissed me like that, I would have just punched him. A president can't punch. So I've got to say, man, maybe. Okay. Maybe.
Jail.
No, I'm joking. No one gets it. Comedy's comedy, man. Yeah, did it funny, though? Was it funny?
Sounds
funny. It's in another language.
Sounds hilarious.
But that guy, yes, that's a better diss track than Eminem.
Yeah.
That was mad.
So if found guilty, he could be jailed for 5 years.
Yeah.
And the chancellor and Angela Merkel
slammed
the poem as deliberately offensive and reportedly discussed the matter with the Turkish prime minister in an attempt to avoid diplomatic incident. They're waiting to see if the Turkish government makes a complaint that homie could be spending some time in jail.
Wow.
That is fucking extreme.
But this reminded me, I mean, I actually read the newspaper, the local newspaper on Sunday, and there was an article in there about a Burundian comedian by the name of Alfred Orban Mugenzi.
I heard about this one.
Who's provisionally released after being taken into custody for 4 days by an air quotes intelligence services for making fun of the Burundian president, Pierre Nkurunziza. What he actually said, so for those that don't know the subtext or the context of
this.
Thank
goodness you're here to say all these names. Holy shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the foreign connect, baby.
It's that up north.
Sexy foreign voice. But if you, for those that don't know, Nkurunziza was in power for 2 terms and he was seeking a 3rd term, but the constitution didn't allow it. So Alfred's joke, not Adrian, Alfred Orban Mugenzi was saying that the president, if he was a football player, he's the kind of football player that would have received 2 yellow cards and still refused to leave the field.
Like, I'm waiting for the third one, ref. If I get another yellow card, I'll fight.
Damn.
But obviously, being an African country, and again, you guys living in South Africa are so sheltered.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They were really...
You live... This is that Zimbabwean coming out.
But let me tell you, and I'll tell you why, because they actually were worried that he might have been tortured or killed.
Oh,
so
shit.
The family were just really happy that he got released.
Because
people disappear in Africa, guys.
Yeah,
guys,
no, that's
people
true.
Disappear.
That's true.
No, I mean, but like, that's over to a bigger point, man. That comedians are, they're powerful, man. Comedians are powerful. Like, we, you know, I'm looking to do some international stuff, and I've been looking at international comedy vibes and what they do and stuff like that. And the whole vibe about it, we have a very free country to say
we
what
can
we
say
want.
What
Al
Proj
said it very well. He says, in most countries, it's not freedom of speech that you have to worry about, it's the freedom after the speech that you've got to worry about.
That's a great line. Jeez, man, that's exciting.
I read something on News 24, entertainment news. This bra from Cape Town, well, he's not a bra now. Now he's a pastor. He's an ex-rapper turned pastor, but he's complaining that porn eats your brain cells. So what he says here is watching porn gets you addicted to masturbation.
Masturbation. That's like a fancier form of
I'm reading it as it is. So masturbation, as you believe, when you ejaculate, your body's released of tension. Fuck you guys. Whilst your spirit is groaning and moaning for the violation of the demon of lust that you allowed in. So technically, this guy is a rapper turned pastor. This is like your friend has been chowing meat forever. Yeah. Then he became a vegetarian. And then he's like, bruh, how's their feelings? I'm like, bruh, let me eat my meat. And beat my meat also.
He's going to bring out a mixtape. Drop a mixtape. Jizz.
I jizzed. This guy did this. Suit. He did this on Facebook. Mr. Selwyn.
Sure. Okay, that's cool. Thank you. That's not comedy news.
Yeah.
But it's definitely
funny enough
news
to be on you. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank
you made it.
Thank you, guys.
Like, I was like,
but there's that fine line between pastors and comedians. Like, it's such a fine.
Wow, they have to do research, and we just like, we can talk about whatever.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to us. This has been the Gas Comedy Podcast.
Gas.
Remember, you can listen live at Gas at cliffcentral.com. Go to www.cliffcentral.com to listen to us live and get the app. And you can always tweet us and tweet Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com.
Yes.
Or at Gas Comedy.
On Twitter.
Yes.
Facebook.
Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/gascomedy.
Or just type gas comedy in the search bar.
Yeah, or just type gas comedy.
And remember, you can go and check out all the stand-up comedy that's happening in this country on gascomedy.co.za. That is for this weekend.
Yes.
Monday, the new listing will drop, and there will be some competitions on Twitter, on the Gas Comedy Twitter, for you to get some free tickets to some comedy shows for next week. You guys have been special. Every single 7 of you. We have loved you, and we will never forget you. Dusty Fine. Rich out.
Thoran Isat out.
Wim Dov saying away to all your men. So.
Wow.
Okay. Peace out. We'll see you next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.